We are Quixie 98.3 with Praise and Shine and our devotional. This one's titled, On the Bubble. There was a news article in May 1970 that contained one of the first issues of the idiom, On the Bubble. Referring to a state of uncertainty, the expression was used in relation to rookie race car driver Steve Krisiloff. He had been on the bubble, having posted a slow qualifying lap for the Indianapolis 500. Later, it was confirmed that his time, though the slowest of those who qualified, allowed him to compete in the race. We can feel at times that we're on the bubble, uncertain if we have what it takes to compete in or finish the race of life. When we're feeling that way, it's important to remember that in Jesus, we are never on the bubble. As children of God, our place in His kingdom is secure. In Scripture, it's John chapter 14, verse 3. Our confidence flows from God, who chose Jesus to be the cornerstone on which our lives are built. And He chose us to be living stones, filled with the Spirit of God, capable of being people God created us to be, as found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. In Jesus Christ, our future is secure as we hope in and follow Him. For we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that we may declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His wonderful light. In the eyes of Jesus, we are not on the bubble. We are precious and loved. So, in what areas of life have you found yourself on the bubble and struggling with uncertainty? What can you do to regain your confidence in Jesus? Pray to Father God that when disappointments threaten to undermine our identity as His child, God will remind us to put our hope and confidence in Him alone. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for listening to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe, be well, and God bless.